Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, let's go to war. Nothing but COVID lies out there. Lies and lies and lies. Let me ask you something. If it turned out that all the lockdowns were wrong, and if it turns out that all the mask rules were wrong, and if it turns out that all the COVID models for how many people would die are wrong, what would make you think that the vaccines are right? I mean, see, that's a really good question, isn't it? What would make all of you think that they were telling you the truth about the vaccines? What's going to happen if you find out there was A, either never a need for a vaccine, or B, they're actually dangerous and the risks outweigh the benefits? What would you say to that? How about if it turns out you never, ever needed masks or lockdowns or vaccines and you could have gone about your life? That's been my argument. Not that it doesn't exist. There's absolutely COVID and some people will die, but 99.9% of everybody will be just fine after getting the flu for a couple days. See what I'm saying? I mean, just compare it to the 1968-69 Hong Kong pandemic, Hong Kong flu pandemic. First of all, nobody minded that it was named the Hong Kong flu, because that's where it originated. You have every right to say that. That's how you name flus, where they originate. There's nothing wrong with calling it the Wuhan flu or the China flu. Nothing. But they had Woodstock, and they never closed a single thing in our society. Nothing. Not ball games, not football games, not plays on Broadway in New York City, not Vegas Strip. Nothing was ever closed. Nobody wore masks anywhere. There were no masks on airplanes. There were no masks at major events. Nothing. And we all got through the Hong Kong flu pandemic, and everything was fine. And then I found out the other day there was another flu pandemic in 58-59. I didn't even know that. So these things can happen every 10 years. In 58-59, we had a flu pandemic. Eisenhower was president, and he consulted his doctors and his scientists. And they all said, you don't need masks, and we don't need to close civilized society down. Everybody can stay open. We're better off doing it that way. We were a nation of fighters, a nation of strong people, not a nation of weak-willed, losing, loser snowflakes, which obviously we are now. Nobody ever needed to mask. Nobody ever needed to lock down, and nobody even needed the space requirements. They just went about their business during a flu pandemic, and they all survived. And so now it comes out today, and this was, you know, my top news story in hour number two. And by the way, hour number one, thank you, Lee Elsie, for always doing a great job on Tuesdays and Thursdays, opening up the Wayne Allen Root Show. And that's, you know, I hope you consider it a great honor that I wouldn't let anybody else in the world open my show but you. And you don't just get an hour of my show. You open my show. You're the opening act, man. You're the leadoff hitter. So that shows you how I feel about Lee Elsie. Great guy, very talented radio host, and I think a perfect match with Wayne Root because so different than me, right? We're just so different as host style-wise, but we believe basically the same things, and I think it's a very nice combination, a very nice 1-2 punch. So thank you, Lee Elsie. Great job from Connecticut, New London, Connecticut, WJJF, and many other stations all over, up and down the Connecticut seaboard, the Connecticut I-95, and Suffolk County, Long Island. Great reach with all these Long Island, to all these Long Island communities with their Connecticut stations, and I'm proud to be on all of them from 6 to 9 p.m. each night, East Coast time. But I mentioned in hour number one that the CDC is a bunch of liars. They didn't get it wrong. It wasn't some little mistake. It was a lie, a total lie. They told everyone, oh, yes, and it turned out to be a lie. It turned out to have been based on false information from Singapore. What's that got to do with the United States? The CDC is not the World Health Organization, the WHO. The CDC is the United States Center for Disease Control. Why would they base one single study that was flawed and misleading in Singapore for what they think about outdoor transmission of COVID? It turns out it's somewhere between 1% and zero. At 1% and zero, your chance of getting COVID outdoors, not 10%. It was a Singapore study that studied indoor construction sites. And they call that outdoor. Everything was wrong. And here's another story. Professor explains flaw in many models used for COVID-19 lockdown policies. Economics professor Doug Allen wanted to know why so many early models used to create COVID lockdown policies turned out to be highly incorrect. What a nice way of saying a pile of steaming crap. Lies and fraud and fake news. What he found was that a great majority were based on false assumptions and tended to overestimate the benefits and underestimate the costs of lockdowns. Of course they do. Because if you lock down, you don't get COVID, but your business goes out of business, or you lose your job, or you wind up committing suicide or becoming a drug addict or becoming a drunk and getting in your car and killing someone and killing your family members. Guess what? You would have been better off getting COVID and been sick for a week. You know, and what do I always say? I always say, you know, look at the risks of dying on a highway. And 50,000 people used to die every year on the highways. And lately it's a little less because we have such great cars and everyone wears seatbelts and everybody has those, you know, those bags that come out of your steering column. Safety airbags. And so, you know, a lot less deaths. Now it's only 35 to 40,000 people a year die on highways instead of 50 or more. Only 35 or 40. That's a lot of people, 35 to 40,000 a year die on highways. But we don't ever stop driving on highways, and we don't lower the speed limit from 65 or in many cases 75 to like 5. Because if you did, you'd stop the death, but life wouldn't be worth living. Nobody would ever die in a crash on a highway 5 miles an hour, but nobody would ever get anywhere to be a nonstop traffic jam your entire life. And you'd leave work at 6 and get home instead of at 7, you get home at midnight. Nobody would stand for it, even though you're taking a risk of dying in a highway accident or getting hurt badly in a highway accident. And I felt the same way from day one about lockdowns. We never needed them. Never needed the masks either. Certainly no masks were needed outdoors. That's a fact. And it turns out they lied to us about all of it. And they built their lockdown models on false information. Economics professor Doug Allen said they were built on a set of assumptions. Those assumptions turned out to be really important, and the models were very sensitive to them, and they turn out to be false. False. Allen says most of the early cost-benefit studies that he reviewed didn't try to distinguish between mandated and voluntary changes in people's behavior in the face of a pandemic. Rather, they just assumed an exponential growth of cases of infection day after day until herd immunity is reached. In a paper he published in April in which he compiled his findings, based on a review of over 80 papers on the effects of lockdowns around the world, he concluded that lockdowns may be one of the greatest policy failures in history. He says many of the studies early in the pandemic assume that human behavior changes only as a result of state-mandated intervention, meaning they tell you, run for your life, lock down, close your business, you're not allowed to go to work anymore. Such as the closing of schools and non-essential businesses, mask and social distancing orders, and restrictions on private social gatherings. However, what they didn't take into consideration, people's voluntary behavioral changes in response to the virus threat, which have a major impact on the merits of a lockdown policy. He says human beings make decisions. We respond to the environment we're in. Those early models didn't take that into account. If there's a virus around, I don't go to stores often. If I go to a store, I go to a store that doesn't have me meeting so many people. If I meet people, I tend to still stand my distance from them. You don't need lockdowns to induce people to behave in a certain way. Allen's own cost analysis, cost-benefit analysis, is based on the calculation of years of life years saved, which determines how many years of lost life will have been caused by the various harms of lockdowns versus how many years of lost life were saved by lockdowns. based on his lost life calculation, lockdown measures have caused, get this, so lockdowns have caused 282 times more harm than benefit to Canadian society over the long term, or 282 times more life years lost than actually saved. He's a professor in Canada, so he's studying Canadian history. This is the worst mistake in Canadian history. And you're 282 times more harm than benefit by locking down. And then he says, furthermore, the limited effectiveness of lockdowns explains why after 1 year, the unconditional cumulative deaths per million and the pattern of daily deaths per million is not negatively correlated with the stringency of lockdowns. In other words, heavy lockdowns do not meaningfully reduce the number of deaths in the areas where they're implemented when compared to areas where lockdowns were not implemented. Isn't that amazing? And by the way, this is not new news. If you listen to my show, I've been telling you this from the first day. I didn't need their damn studies to tell me this. I told you that more people would die from lockdowns than would ever die from COVID. He says, if you were a politician, would you say we're not going to lock down because it doesn't make a difference? And we actually did the equivalent of killing 600,000 people this last year. You wouldn't, because the alternative is they, politicians, have to admit they made a mistake. And so now they don't say that. They just make believe it never happened. He laments the media, for the most part, have carried only one side of the debate and haven't examined the other side. And he says the views contrary to the official government response are often pulled from social media platforms. How about me? Before I was banned for life at Twitter, I was suspended for a week for misleading healthcare information. And what was my misleading information? This was a year ago. Lockdowns don't work. They've never worked. They will never work. They don't reduce a single death, but they lose everyone's jobs. Wayne Allyn Root. Never in history has your wealth been in so much peril. The solution is called the Golden Rule. He with the gold rules. Gold and silver are down for the year. That's great news. You know the wisdom, buy low, sell high. But gold won't be down for long. The U.S. dollar's weakening. We've got an unimaginable $28 trillion in debt. Add in $1.9 trillion in stimulus and trillions in infrastructure spending and tens of trillions in a Green New Deal. Gold and silver may be your only salvation. That's where Michael Rich and the Asset Strategies team comes in. They've been my go-to gold guys for 16 years. If you call ASI today, they will get you a 1 ounce gold maple leaf coin for about half the premium of virtually every other gold dealer. That's right, about 50% less than the standard premium, just $79 over gold while supplies last. Call Asset Strategies today at 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007. Tell them Moore sent you or go to assetstrategies.com. Buy gold and you'll keep what's yours.
Billy Gerard here for Ocean Salmon. Ah, the new year is on its way and you're making those resolutions. One of yours this year to eat better. And you know what? Salmon should be a part of that. And the best salmon is available delivered to you from our friends at OceanSalmon.com. Chilean farm-raised, sustainably raised in the cold Chilean waters. You know, it's one thing to make a commitment to eat better. The next step in that is knowing where your salmon comes from. The very best salmon comes from Chile. And that is OceanSalmon.com. Go right now. OceanSalmon.com. Use promo code ROCKSTAR15. You will get an additional pound of salmon. 15% off and free shipping. Ocean Salmon. OceanSalmon. OceanSalmon.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR15. Free shipping. An additional pound. Oh my goodness. And 15% off. OceanSalmon.com. OceanSalmon.com. That's OceanSalmon.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR15. Hurry. Supplies are limited.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root for Revive Health. Revive is an inexpensive alternative or supplement to traditional health care. It's perfect for independent contractors, gig workers, and small business owners. What you need is flexibility, portability, affordability, and ease of access. You also need convenient care that you can get anywhere. That's what Revive is. Affordable, flexible, portable, fast, simple, health care anywhere. Revive treats you like you are the CEO of your own Fortune 500 company. Usually, you can only get access to a product like this if you work for a big company with thousands of employees. You'll have instant access to an online marketplace where you can literally save hundreds of dollars on things you need, and you don't have to pay higher rates for things you don't. The cost is, get this, only $59 a month to join. There are no copays. You'll also save hundreds of dollars on medications. There's no waiting. You don't need to waste time at doctor's offices. You can meet with high-quality telemedicine doctors or medical professionals quickly and from the comfort of your home. Sign up today at revive-healthcare.com. Revive-healthcare.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered, coming to you live from Las Vegas and broadcast across the country on USA Radio Network. Now, back to war.
All right, Wayne Allen Root. Welcome back to the show. Just finding all my great stories here that you won't hear anywhere else. Energized Health, sponsor of this segment of the show, by the way. John and Chelsea Jubilee, owners of Energized Health, founders, regular guests on my show, sharing their breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. They are fantastic. People lose fat fast. People supercharge the energy, boost their immune system, look and feel years younger, simple and natural without painful exercise. How do I know? Because I've been on the program for a few short months. I've only been on it since late November, after Thanksgiving, since December, basically. December, January, February, March, April. 5 months on the program. I've already lost 25 pounds of inner body fat, gained 10 pounds of muscle, feel great, look fantastic. Everywhere I go, people go, what are you doing? And then I tell them I'm 60 this July, and they go, impossible. You look at least 10 years younger. Go to EnergizedHealth.com. Thank you, John and Chelsea Jubilee. Go to EnergizedHealth.com, EnergizedHealth.com, or cut to the chase. You know you want to look 10 years younger. You know you want to feel great. You know you want to lose weight. You know you want to lose dangerous fat. Join right now at 888-444-8895, 888-444-8895. Mention war and get 40% off, 40% off. Go to energizedhealth.com or dial 888-444-8895. What's happening here is happening everywhere in the world. You know, a new military letter warning of civil war in France gains over 220,000 signatures. A group of currently serving French soldiers has published an open letter warning President Emmanuel Macron that the survival of France is at stake after its concessions to Islam. And Islamism. The French government condemned it, as well as a similar letter in April signed by 20 French semi-retired generals. The letter to the government last month came from the semi-retired generals. The minister in charge of armed forces said they would be punished for defying a law that forbids serving members of the military from expressing opinions in public on religion and politics. Interior Minister Gerard Darmanin called the latest letter a crude maneuver and accused its anonymous signatories of lacking courage. The authors of the letter described themselves part of a younger generation of soldiers who have served in Afghanistan, Mali, and the Central African Republic or joined domestic anti-terrorism operations. They gave their skin to destroy the Islamism to which you are giving concessions on our soil. In contrast to the previous letter, it could be signed by the public, with more than 220,000 already signing it. We're not talking about extending your mandates or conquering others. We're talking about the survival of our country, the survival of your country, said the letter addressed to Macron and his cabinet. The authors described themselves as active duty soldiers to the younger generation of the military, a so-called generation of fire that has seen active service. An anonymous source was reportedly a high-ranking officer in the French military headquarters, said the letter would not go unanswered. One can have personal convictions, but the armed forces are apolitical and have absolute loyalty to the elected president. You don't do this kind of thing when you're in the military, he says. Yeah, okay. Yeah, of course you, well, you can when you're liberal. How about when you're liberal and Trump's the president, you scream, BLM, Black Lives Matter, America's racist, Trump's a white supremacist. Nobody would punish anyone in the military for that. A recent poll found the majority of French people believe the country is headed towards civil war. Prime Minister Jean Castex has labeled a rare intervention in politics by military figures in last month's letter an initiative against all of our republic principles of honor and duty of armor. France's armed forces chief of staff said anyone who signed it would face punishments ranging from forced retirement to disciplinary action. Hey, folks, it's the same as in America. The people at the top are scumbags, scum-sucking, deep state losers whose entire lives are about keeping everything in place that will ruin their country. Idiots, or just paid-off, bribed losers, traitors to their own country and their own beautiful, wonderful French nationality. Just like in America. I love cops. Most of the leaders of police forces in America are losers. I love the military in America, but most of the leaders are losers. They get to the top by kissing ass. They've never in their lives stood up for a single principle. They've never been out on the streets shooting bad guys. The guys who make it to the top are the worst of the worst. That's all they do is kiss ass all day and make sure they never put themselves at risk of dying. They're never in the line of fire. And spend all day long criticizing their police officers or their military officers who are in the line of fire and have to make split-second decisions. The same as America. I think I'm going to write a commentary. Where is America's military? How about a military letter warning Biden that you're not the president of the United States? You were not elected. You stole the election. You're ruining our country.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
You're vaccinated and everybody else is in the room is vaccinated, but you're wearing a mask. The American people just lost patience with us.
Republican Senator from Louisiana, Bill Cassidy, speaking during a Senate hearing on Tuesday regarding COVID-19,
During that same hearing, CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky is citing ongoing progress in reducing new cases of the coronavirus, along with hospitalizations and deaths.
Daily averages of new infections dropping 76%, hospitalizations down 71%, and reported deaths decreasing by 75%.
A Georgia grand jury indicted Robert Aaron Long on multiple murder counts and other charges for the March 16th spa shooting in the Atlanta area, and a prosecutor is signaling that she is seeking the death penalty. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a...
What if you knew the Federal Reserve actually wanted a higher gold price? That they actually needed a higher gold price? My name's Adam Baratta. My gold presentations have been seen by millions, and I'm releasing my most valuable information I've ever published, the leverage ratio of the Federal Reserve. I believe the Fed now wants and needs a higher gold price. It's all about the leverage sitting on their balance sheet. My new report on the Fed's balance sheet aims to prove why gold prices will hit $5,000 by the year 2025. If you have an IRA or 401k, I want to give you my special leverage ratio report for free right now. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. I believe gold's headed much higher. The Federal Reserve wants it that way. Call 800-900-8000 to see why. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000. Call now.
Schools are opening. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, but germs. Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. Today, we have to be concerned about COVID. That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with. And then continuously, so if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries. Safe Air Network is not only the only system that cleans air and surfaces. It's chemical-free and 100% safe to use in an occupied room. The equipment is plug and purify, the easiest equipment to use as soon as it is received. Contact Safe Air Network now at safeairnetwork.com. That's safeairnetwork.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root. I try and cram more into every show than any host in the history of radio. A lot of energy, a lot of passion, a lot of raw truth. Nobody else gives you more energy, more passion, more raw truth than Wayne Allen Root. Energy through the roof. Let me do a little housekeeping here. First of all, I want to mention my email. It's wayneroot@gmail.com. wayneroot@gmail.com. Anytime, I'd love to hear from you. I get all my best ideas from you. wayneroot@gmail.com. Let me know if you like the show, what you like about it, what you'd like to hear that we're doing more of, what you would like to hear that we're not doing any of, and we'll add it. My website's root4america.com, root4america.com. You can find all my opinions at Parler. I'm not at Twitter anymore. I've been banned for life. But you can find me at Parler. That's a badge of honor. You can find me at Parler at Real Wayne Root. At Real Wayne Root. But Parler has been off the air for a week. Can you imagine? There's no Parler. It's not there. I have no idea what's going on, but there is no Parler for a week. But last time that happened in January, it came back, and it'll come back again, I'm sure. Also want to mention, if you're listening in Las Vegas, stay tuned for the fourth hour of the show. In the rest of the country, we're a three-hour show, 3 to 6 p.m. West Coast, 5 to 8 p.m. Central, and 6 to 9 p.m. East. But in Vegas, we are 3 to 7 p.m. on KBET, 790 a.m. So stay tuned for the fourth hour coming up at 6 o'clock. We will not end the show. I end it nationally, but I don't end it locally. I also want to give you the call number. We'll take calls, 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. Love to hear from you with the way this country's falling apart. Gas shortages, stock market crashing today, everything going wrong. Long gas lines. Israel being attacked by Palestinians and Hamas. China, you know, ready to take over Taiwan. Russia, ready to take over Ukraine. The entire freaking world is on fire. I always say the root's on fire. The whole freaking world's on fire. Because an old man with dementia is in the White House. And the real president of the United States, Obama. And he loves the world on fire. That anti-American traitor creep. It's about time somebody tells the truth. Anti-American traitor creep. That's what Obama is. It's what he was for 8 years. Worked his hardest to destroy this country and destroy the middle class and destroy small business. And now he's back. Except now he's 50 times worse. Because he's able to do it in the shadows while he has a puppet who tries to make believe he's moderate stand in front of him. Phone number, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. Your relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, silent majority warrior, always Trump warrior, and capitalist evangelist Wayne Allen Root. Sponsor of this show, VRA, Vertical Research Advisory. Kip Herridge founded it in 2003, my buddy. I've known him 19 years, and I followed his incredible VRA newsletter for 18 years. He is the Nostradamus of the stock market, Nostradamus of Wall Street. It's like he's got a crystal ball. He's amazing. His top-performing recommendations crush the markets 88% of the time. Crush the markets 88% of the time. Let him prove how good VRA really is, how well it works, how consistently they beat the markets. Kip, his son Tyler, and his team. They're going to give you a free two-week membership, no strings attached. Free two-week membership. When someone's offering you something free that's valuable, that's priceless, take it. VRAinsider.com. Go get your 2 weeks free. VRAinsider.com. Tell them Wayne Root sent you. So, I just finished reading you the letter of warning for the military leaders of France that they're on the verge of civil war. We are surely on the verge of civil war here. No question about it. Surely on the verge of civil war. So many bad things happening right now. All hell breaks loose. Hamas fires 130 rockets on Tel Aviv. Israel collapses 13-story building in Gaza. Senator Rand Paul shredding Fauci today in a Senate hearing. Senator Rand Paul went to town on Anthony Fauci. Paul alleged that the National Institute of Health had used a middle-aged man to funnel money to the Wuhan Institute of Virology via EcoHealth Alliance, which worked with the lab on the bat coronavirus projects. Paul specifically referenced so-called gain-of-function research, which in this case has been focused on how to make animal viruses more transmissible to humans, specifically bat coronaviruses. Government scientists like yourself, who favor gain-of-function research, Paul began, only to have Fauci interject, "I don't favor gain-of-function research in China. You are saying things that are not correct." Paul said, "Those who favor gain-of-function say COVID-19 mutations were random and not designed by man." "I do not have any accounting of what the Chinese may have done," Fauci shot back, adding he's in favor of further investigation, but that the NIH had nothing to do with the origins of COVID-19. "We have not funded gain-of-function research on this virus in the Wuhan Institute of Virology," he added, "no matter how many times you say it, it didn't happen." And Paul wouldn't let go. Tucker Carlson is calling for an investigation into Dr. Fauci over the NIH links to the Wuhan lab. They think he's lying. During Monday's show, Carlson suggested Fauci allowed the virus to happen by exploiting a loophole that allowed him to fund research at the Wuhan lab, and that research likely became COVID-19. Zero Hedge says, as we noted in March, the U.S. National Institutes of Health, NIH, headed by Dr. Anthony Fauci, had funded a number of projects that involved WIV scientists, including much of the Wuhan lab's work with bat coronaviruses. In 2017, Fauci's agency resumed funding a controversial grant without the approval of a government oversight body. For context, the Obama administration temporarily suspended federal funding for gain-of-function research on bat coronaviruses. 4 months prior to that decision, the NIH effectively shifted this research to the Wuhan Institute of Virology via a grant to a nonprofit group, EcoHealth Alliance, headed by Peter Daszak. So basically what they're saying is even Obama banned the research, and Fauci went around him, and they gave the money to China to let them do it there. So we got coronavirus because of Fauci's funding. And now he and the CDC have been lying about masks and outdoor transmission. And they've certainly been all wrong about every statistic. And they're certainly lying or fraudulent or fake about lockdowns. They don't work anywhere in the world. They're a disaster. They're ruining people's lives. These people are all crazy. Here's another unhinged leftist. Bette Midler threatens to kill unvaccinated children. Entertainer Bette Midler has called for killing children who have not had COVID shots. In a completely mental tweet aimed at anti-vaxxers, the unhinged Midler advocated using peanut butter on kids with allergies if they haven't been vaccinated against coronavirus. Whew. Bette Midler said in a tweet, "If my kid can't bring peanut butter to school, then yours can't bring a deathly plague. Vaccinate or I'm coming with the jiffy." I mean, I know she's joking. I know she's a wise ass. I know she's trying to make it a joke. But what if I made that joke that I'm going to come bring peanut butter to kids who are allergic to peanut butter and they're going to die? You know? These people are all crazy. Why would you vaccinate your children, by the way? You'd have to be insane. There's not a reason in the world to vaccinate your children. Not one. There's no reason to make them take that kind of risk when this does not affect children at all. You know? There's nothing out there that shows children have experienced terrible situations from COVID. It's the flu. And the real flu kills kids. COVID doesn't. But, you know, everything going on today, it's all about the disaster, the master of disaster in the White House, Joe Biden. Otherwise known as O'Biden, because Obama's the real president. Lines down the street, people waiting 5 hours to fill up amidst gas shortages. And the price is up. And attacks on Israel, as Trump said today, provoked by the weakness of Joe Biden. Biden's State Department saying hard not to feel the suffering of Palestinians while they lob missiles into Israel. While Biden releases more than 8,300 migrants into the United States. How many of them have COVID? Crazy man. 4 months Biden's been in office. Keystone Pipeline shut down. Gas prices highest in 6 years. gas stations out of gas, gas lines 5 hours long in many states, Israel being attacked, China violating Taiwan's airspace, Russia converging on the Ukraine and Crimea borders. What's next? North Korea, Syria, Iran. They coming after America? How many terrorists have come over the open borders between us and Mexico? And all this started because I believe it's clear Democrats stole the election. Clear. A Michigan attorney alleges 1,061 phantom ballots found in the Atrium County 2020 election case. New evidence shows machines were subverted intentionally for Biden in Interim County. Votes were intentionally switched. The number is massive, says President Trump, weighing in on the Michigan election fraud case. We're not even talking about Arizona now. We're not even talking about New Hampshire now. We're now talking about Michigan. Massive fraud committed. Votes intentionally switched. I don't doubt it for a second. When I get back, I'll dig into all of it for you. Wayne Allen Root, coast to coast here on USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered. The Root's on fire. The Warrior's with you. RootForAmerica.com is my website. My email is WayneRoot@gmail.com. Phone number, call in, 833-WAR-TALK, toll free in all 50 states, 833-927-8255.
Hi, this is Jay Schrader, Super Bowl 22 champion and former Raiders quarterback. Playing professional football for 11 years, beat my body up pretty bad. I've had so many surgeries on my neck, back, and shoulders and knees, I've just learned to live with constant discomfort. I tried so many products, some worked for a little while, but nothing gave me total relief until one day, a golfing buddy introduced me to SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. I used their CBD Muscle Ease, rubbed it on my hands and neck, and wow, what did it do for me? I immediately began using their other products, and I have golfed pain-free for the first time in many years. I've reached out to Sons of Liberty CBD and visited their operation from farm to factory. Folks, this team walks the walk. Their motto is, for vets, by vets. I shared the product with my friend Wayne Allen Root, and now he's a fan of SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. Wayne's fans will receive a 15% discount using code WAR15 at checkout. I've told all my NFL buddies about SonsOfLibertyCBD.com, and now I'm telling you, go to SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. When it works for you, like it did for me, we both win.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, get two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health are regular guests on my show, sharing their breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. I love John and Chelsea. The results? People lose fat fast while eating many of the foods they love. You can too. Plus, supercharge your energy, boost your immune system, look and feel years younger. It's simple and natural without painful exercises. How do I know? Because I just completed my first 88 days on the program, and I've lost 25 pounds of fat. I'm getting hydrated at the cellular level, but don't just take my word for it. Go to energizedhealth.com and check out hundreds of amazing testimonials. For all the details, click on the red button at energizedhealth.com. Watch the masterclass. It's free. Or cut to the chase. Join right now at 888-444-8895. Join me, 888-444-8895. Mention WAR and get 40% off. 40%! Go now to energizedhealth.com, 888-444-8895, or energizedhealth.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, for the 60-plus association sponsor of this last segment of the show, guess what? This July, I'm hitting the big 6-0, so suddenly the 60-plus association is just what the doctor ordered for Wayne Allen Root. I'm joining millions of Americans in the 60-plus age group, and you know what? We've got the power, and it's time to use it like a club over the head of the D.C. swamp and the deep state. Did you know the senior citizens in the United States have a net worth of more than $1.6 trillion, and a majority of seniors are invested in the stock market with an average investment of $100,000? Americans over 60 possess tremendous wealth, and therefore we can wield tremendous power. Now is the time to leverage that power and take our country back. If you're sick and tired of all these major corporations, most of them publicly traded on Wall Street, supporting radical, extreme, anti-American, and socialist causes, the 60-plus association is like the cavalry riding to the rescue. We're like the Teamsters Union for anyone 60 and above, like me. We represent you and only you. We give 180% to you, 24-7 like a union. It's past time for Main Street to send a clear message to Wall Street. Join us at 60plus.org now. That's 60plus.org. Join. Here's what's going on in Israel. The mayor of Lod, Israel. Riots breaking out in several Israeli towns tonight. The mayor of Lod, Israel, told the media, "We've completely lost control of the city. The streets are witnessing a civil war between Arabs and Jews. Residents are being evacuated from their homes. Arabs were seen firing automatic weapons at police." And by the way, I don't like the way this is written, Arabs. What they should say is Muslim extremists. Because I think overall I've met Arabs, they're very nice people. I have nothing against Middle Eastern people or quote-unquote Arabs. My problem is Muslim Islamic extremists. They're crazy. They're nuts. They're violent. They're hateful. And they kill people. And these are Muslim extremists firing automatic weapons at police. Avi Meyer tweeted out, "This is currently getting lost in the news about Israel and Gaza, but there are riots taking place right now in a number of mixed Jewish-Arab cities across Israel, most notably in Lod, just miles from Tel Aviv. Jewish residents are being evacuated by police as synagogues are set on fire." residents being evacuated from homes. Israel is moving the border battalion from the West Bank to Lod. Scenes from Qalzwami, a city in Israel, similar situation to Lod. Rioting in the streets. Gunshots from automatic rifles. Arabs replacing the Israeli flag with a Palestinian flag in Lod. So bad things happening in Israel as we speak. And what's interesting, you know, I switch around again here to voter fraud in the United States. Because all this is the result of Biden stealing the election. And Democrats, Biden doesn't know what he was doing. Couldn't have been Biden. Biden's too stupid. Biden's lost his mind. Biden can't finish his sentence. Biden can't read a teleprompter. Biden doesn't know the difference between his wife and his sister. Biden doesn't know what day it is. He doesn't know what town he's in. Doesn't know what he just got elected. He didn't know what office he was running for. He's running for president. It's not Biden. But the reason this is all happening is the Democrats stole the election. Attorney Matthew DiPerno in the circuit court for Interim County on Friday told the court he has proof now of voter fraud and requested the court to allow him to broaden his investigation. His findings he presented today in court were absolutely shocking. President Trump weighed in on the Michigan election fraud case. He said the number of switched votes is massive and determinative. The major Michigan election fraud case, Trump said, has just filed a bombshell pleading claiming votes were intentionally switched from Trump to Biden. The number of votes is massive and determinative. This will prove true in numerous other states. All Republicans must unify and not let this happen. If a thief robs a jewelry store of all of his diamonds, the diamonds must be returned. The fake news media refuses to cover the greatest election fraud in the history of our country. They've lost all credibility, but ultimately they will have no choice. That statement from President Trump. So new evidence shows machines were subverted intentionally. He gave a media interview today. He said voting machines intentionally manipulated to subvert critical errors that otherwise would have shut down the election. Votes went from Libertarian candidate Joe Jurgensen to Donald Trump to Joe Biden before disappearing and found counted in the undervote category. If that actually happened, the election would shut down, but it didn't, and the machines kept counting. They subverted the critical errors intentionally and allowed the election to continue. That means fraud in the coding process, fraud in the election reporting process, fraud in the results reporting process, fraud by the Secretary of State of Michigan when she declared this to be the safest election in the history of our country. And this was just human error. And then, of course, a Michigan attorney has alleged that 1,000 phantom ballots were discovered in Antrim County in the same election. Phantom ballots. In a recount, they tallied 15,000 ballots, but only 14,000 were shown in the Michigan Secretary of State's database, meaning 1,061 ballots don't exist on voter rolls. Other irregularities that warrant a closer look. Data showing a near 100% turnout among voters aged 65 to 80, and 1 in 5 ballots being sent to P.O. boxes. What a joke. This election was stolen and the world's on fire. And it's all because Joe Biden is not the rightful president of the United States.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.